We are joined by the lovely, the talented host of Red Carpet, Rendezvous. Used to be on Fridays, now she's on Wednesdays, Lauren Conlon. Now, when I say host of Red Carpet Rendezvous, we've been told, me and Bernie, there's a new podcast in the works. What's going on with that?
Hi, Sydney. Hi Bernie. There.
Hello, Lauren.
I'm happy to be here on a Wednesday again.
Yeah, you're always
so much fun.
Here.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
And it's not even fake. You're just, I mean, there's something wrong with you, but that's, no, that's why you're so entertaining.
She's bubbly, and we're happy to have you.
Somebody referred to me the other day as a reporter on Ritalin. I thought that was very funny.
Yeah, kind of like that. Yes,
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, good.
Yes, so we are in the process of launching a new video podcast here.
Who's we?
I guess me and the team.
Oh, the WABC team.
Sure.
Oh, no, the WOR team.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, stay with me. Right. So we're launching a podcast called NYC is Back as the city returns to normal. And when I say normal, I don't just mean Broadway and restaurants. I mean rats, crime, you know, garbage.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, everything's back in NYC. Traffic. So we filmed the first episode yesterday. We have a lot of editing to do, let's just say. But I had a great guest, Emilio Vitolo Jr.
I know who that is.
Yeah, you know. So he, his dad and his
family. He came down here?
He did. He was in the studio with me.
Good job.
He's a great guy. Yeah. We talked about, they own Emilio's Bellato's downtown.
Yeah.
And,
which is what?
It's an Italian restaurant.
A restaurant. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we had a great time talking.
You know what's funny about what you just said?
Yes.
I was talking to Labrosi about my podcast, which is also going to be a video podcast.
Okay.
And I said to him, I said, I'd like to do something above and beyond political figures, sports figures, housewives, Dolores. I want to do something where I would talk to local restaurateurs.
Exactly.
Local, and they go, that's funny. That's what Lauren is doing.
Oh, sorry.
So, with Emilio yesterday, that's exactly what you're doing.
Yes, that is exactly what I'm doing.
How about that, Bernie?
I know. I'm going to expand it. I wanted to start with somebody that was pretty well known and someone that could just bring some insight into what's been happening with the restaurant and his life and everything with COVID. So, and the thing is, I'm a little nervous because I'm calling it New York's Back, thinking that we're all out of this, and all of a sudden, like, the mask mandate's coming back. So I'm a little nervous that this might not work out, but I guess we'll see.
You jinxed us, actually.
I did not.
You may want to put, like, three dots for now.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
New York's back, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
For now.
No, that's not a bad idea.
They're about to close everything in about 2 months.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, guys, just...
It's Bernie.
I can't.
No, they're not.
I honestly don't want to even think about it.
Listen, seriously, the hospitalizations, deaths, they're not up. It's just the cases. And it's the emergency, the lockdowns were for... to stop the flatten the curve, hospitalizations and deaths.
So you don't think restaurants will start to get silly again? Because
no, they might mandate. They might make you wear a mask.
Oh,
yes, they've already done that.
The lockdowns are not going to happen.
They've already reversed it. I just think they're going to try to get more people vaccinated. That's really all it is. But guys, so I wanted to.
So wait, is the Red Carpet Rendezvous one gone? Or are you doing
both? It's not gone.
Oh, so you still have your entertainment.
Yes, because you guys know entertainment is my joy. It's
that
my
your
passion.
Baby, right?
It is my baby. I wanted to come to you guys with some new stuff. So now I'm anchoring the news here. I want to be a little more serious, right? I still want to do entertainment. You guys know this, but I want to be taken serious here, right?
Right.
Now you're laughing. So this going terribly.
And you want,
awesome.
This is great. I like it because
perfect.
I saw your proposed topics.
Perfect.
And I like them
a lot.
But
Sid is literally, he's stepping his knee.
Fine. Let him do that.
Okay, fine.
But let me mention the two topics you proposed, which were great. Which was Tucker Carlson being accosted in the fly fishing store in Montana.
Yes,
that's one. And the other has to do with this guy,
J.D. Vance,
who wrote the movie Hillbilly Elegy. It was based on him, his life.
Yes.
And so take it away. I mean, that's good stuff.
Do you think it is, or are you just saying
no,
that?
No, I'm saying that sincerely.
Okay, I appreciate you, Bernie. Notice I said Bernie, and I'm only looking at you, and I'm not looking at Sid right now. Just kidding. But no, I wanted to tell you about a few things. So J.D. Vance, I'm a big fan of him. I did love that movie. I have a lot of respect for him. Like him as a person. He came out, you know, he's running for U.S. Senate. He came out and said some pretty bad things about the left. And you know me, I'm right in the middle. But he said childless people have no interest in the future. So AOC, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, they have no interest in this future. And I'm sitting here like, okay, if you want to get the votes of both sides, maybe just pipe down a little bit. Because what about people who want to have kids but can't have kids for whatever reason, right? What if you're infertile?
Listen.
That means you don't care about the future of the country?
He's got to win a primary first. He's galvanizing people on the right. What he said going after those particular people, that is dynamite. That's gold for him.
I disagree. But again, I'm not a politician, but I like him. So that made me like him less.
Oh.
Is all I'm saying. saying. Okay. I don't think you should do that right now.
Okay.
Not right now.
Well, you don't like that.
No, I don't like that, but Bernie likes it. But I respect that.
But it's your podcast. It's not Bernie's.
We're not talking about a podcast. We're talking about an issue. We're just talking about
an issue. I thought there was going to be something coming up on her podcast.
Oh my gosh, Sid, you hate me. You don't even listen to me. I really can't.
Because I'm being honest, I got a text from a mutual friend talking about you in this conversation.
By the way, join the club. It's all morning long he's on the phone.
Right. I'm sitting here, this is
January 6th committee, and he's like, down on the phone.
Corey Zelnick sent me a text.
Oh.
And he's doing something very, very good for the city.
Oh, okay.
Which is your city podcast.
Yes.
And he's asked to come on this show a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, it hasn't happened.
Okay.
So jokingly, he said, maybe I should go on Lauren Conlon's show.
Corey is welcome anytime.
That's what I said.
Okay. Yes. And he's actually my neighbor. I like him a lot.
Your neighbor?
Cool.
Oh, that's right.
We both live uptown. I'm not going to say my address or anything.
Yeah, because
the haters will come and throw eggs at my apartment.
I actually went to the Italian restaurant next door to Bella Blue, which you sent me to.
I did.
With him and his wife.
Yeah.
At the time, the fiance, of course. But yes.
It's like starts with an S. I forget.
Yes, it's good.
Yeah, it is good.
Nobody's going to mention 132 East 68th Street. We're not going to do it.
What? That's not my address, but thanks. Okay. That was really good. You know what?
You're kind of close, though. He's close.
What's the Upper East Side? Come on.
Wow.
He's close.
Wow.
He's actually dangerously close.
Yeah, you're going to protect me, Bernie. If people come after me, you're protecting me.
Did you make that up?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you guys, I also want to move on really quickly.
Let's do this.
To Tucker Carlson, right? Now, it's no secret the right loves Tucker Carlson. The left absolutely hates him.
Why?
Because
he's so effective.
Yes. I mean, I will say my mom loves Tucker. My parents are big fans of Tucker. My husband is kind of like, I feel like he brainwashes your mom a little bit and other people that watch the show.
He educates them.
Brainwashes. Yes.
I mean,
this is the thing. I never said that. My husband said that. Take it up with him,
Bern. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
So basically, he walks into a fly fishing store in Montana, and the guy that works there, the store is called Dan Bailey's, and the guy that works there, his name is also Dan Bailey, but no affiliation. No, that's so crazy.
Oh, is that right?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
So he starts going off on Tucker, gets it on camera, and Tucker's like, yo, I'm with my daughter. Calm down, please. Like, this is, you know, but he's being very cordial. He's kind of whispering to the guy, and this guy, Dan Bailey, just won't stop. Then he posted the video. It went viral, and he's saying, yo, it's not every day that you get to tell someone you hate so much that you actually hate them. So then Fox went on and saying, you know, this is not right. Why would you accost someone with their daughter at a random store? And then Dan Bailey's went on the record to say, listen, we have no affiliation with this guy, Dan Bailey. Now, what I'll say about this is I get a little bothered by this because Dan Bailey, you don't know Tucker Carlson as a person. Tucker is also a performer, so to speak. I think all news anchors are. I think you guys are performers.
Plus,
we all are.
Plus,
right?
What about the right to freedom of speech, First Amendment?
Of course.
I mean, that's his opinion. You shut up, Mr. Bailey, and sell your stupid fly fishing hooks.
There you go. But I'm just saying, like, this is a common theme for me. People saying, oh, I hate this person. I hate that person. You know, Christian Bale said it best. Listen, you hate me? If you don't have my phone number to text me, you have no reason to hate me. So it's interesting to me. You read all this hate.
By the way, he is a great actor, and he put the D in douchebag, Christian Bale. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no, it's fine. I'm just saying I read hate comments all the time, and I'm like, I wonder how someone
good
can
for
hate,
you.
Hate you so much without even knowing you, right? Like, it's very interesting. So I did feel for Tucker, you know, where I'm not the hugest fan of Tucker. I don't hate him at all. But
right. But by the way, when people start to hate you, mm-hmm. that don't even know you.
Yeah.
Then you know you've made it.
Wait, really?
Yes.
People on Facebook say that my voice makes their ears bleed. So does that mean I made
it? That means you've made it.
Don't read the stupid comments. Listen, Tucker Carlson.
Wait, I made it.
You made it.
Just kidding.
Congratulations. Listen, you've made it. Yes.
Tucker had his house. They were at his house. They actually went up to the door. And he wasn't there. His wife and kids were there. Mm. So this is a recurring situation with him. And they talk about the party of civility that they are, supposedly. Excuse me. It's the exact opposite. These people are the animals.
Yes, they are. But you made it.
I agree with you. Like, don't get it twisted here, guys. I completely agree with you. I think they're complete hypocrites, and I think that's so wrong. I just, you know, I like to play both sides, Bernie. You know me.
Remember Maxine Waters? Get all up in their face when you see them. And that's what they're doing.
She did say that. All right, so where can people, we have to wrap this up, it was brilliant again, where can people find all of your amazing work?
Okay, well, there's a
including
column
your naked
on the
web. Videos.
There is a, oh, my OnlyFans account.
Well, hey,
now. Had to do you
have, do you have an OnlyFans? Do you have an OnlyFans account?
Of course I don't, you freaks.
I don't know.
Of course not. Gosh.
It was a joke.
Hey, if you want me to, let's get it.
Matt, will you Google that just to make sure?
No, I don't.
Of course it would be under a pseudonym.
Right.
Okay.
Google wouldn't work.
He's right about that.
New York's Back is not out yet. We're working on that. But Red Carpet Rendezvous is out today. I have an actor on, Charles Esten from Outer Banks. You can see that.
I know that show.
Anywhere you listen to podcasts or listen to that, sorry. And if you want to read my articles on the website, most of them are under Lauren Conlon Entertainment Reports, under Features. All of my entertainment and podcasts are there. And if you want to follow me, you can follow me at Lauren_interviews or Conlon_Lauren.
And Rachel, if you want to listen, she reads the news all day long on WABC Radio.
I do.
You're doing
a great job with that.
Great job.
Oh, you're so
kind. Well, thank you. You were great today.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Am I serious?
Not really. No.
Yeah, you were fantastic.
You were great.
Matt Meaney, serious?
Yes. Give it a okay.
Listen,
you struck the right balance, perfect balance.
All right,
just
guys.
Terrific.
Love ya.
Let's wait till she leaves and we'll talk.
Right. Okay, perfect. Hear it out there.